The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Bully Ray, and Tommy Dreamer talk to the biggest YouTube sensation in pro wrestling other than Busted Open. Maven joins us. He also talks about the big moment with him and The Undertaker at the Royal Rumble. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. I am so pleased to have our next guest on. Not just for the fact, sir, that you look fantastic in a turtleneck, but also your tag team partner that you're with.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, give me some credit.
I love it. Maven joins us here on Busted Open. Sir, how are you? And please introduce your tag team partner to the Busted Open Nation.
This is my boy, Kanan. He's a five-year-old Frenchie. And we only dress alike, you know, 5 days a week. I don't have a twin, so I have to get that out in any way I can. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're great.
Good.
We're great.
You don't. Who does Maven look like? Like, if he was the son of somebody, who would it be?
Yul Brynner.
Ding, ding, ding. Circle gets the square.
That's sorry.
That's a compliment.
He's one of the most handsome men ever.
Yul Brynner he looked good.
I will take it. And for those that don't know, early Hollywood days and older Hollywood days, if you look him up, I'll take that.
How about Telly Savalas, too?
Oh, but have you ever seen Telly Savalas' pinky finger?
No.
It was Google it. It was jacked up. But hey, man, I'll take Kojak too. I'll take it.
Maven's a very handsome man. I have a picture at the house of Maven and I handcuffed together. We did a match with ISPW and we were handcuffed together. Let's just say a lot of females that have walked into the LaGreca home, friends of Violetta, have definitely shined to that picture because of the very handsome Maven who's with us right now.
Is that the picture from our handcuff match, or just the picture that when I came over and we handcuffed?
Those are in the dresser. Those are in the dresser. Gotcha. But Maven, seriously, first of all, congratulations. You have the plaque behind you with all the YouTube screen. You've now hit 200,000 subscribers on YouTube. Busted Open is back on YouTube as well now, but you have done it. And I will say it, we addressed it the last time you were on. And this is why, this is something I talk about here on Busted Open, is that, you know, one thing that we preach here on Busted Open, it's constructive criticism. We don't knock anybody down. We don't rip up the business. Same thing with you, Maven, on YouTube. Like, you don't do any of those things. And it's funny, you showed that you can be extremely successful by doing things the right way.
Well, there's enough people. And if you want to hear people get buried or someone bury someone else, or just get a laundry list of excuses, there's plenty of that shit out there. Like, when I started this, I came up with a few guidelines for my partner. I said, I'm not going to bury anybody. I'm not going to tell stories that aren't mine. Like, I'm not going to talk about, you know, what I saw backstage between so-and-so and so-and-so. Nah, if I didn't have anything to do with it, I'm not going to tell about it. I've had people ask me, do videos on ECW. I wasn't in ECW, I would be disrespecting these two legends sitting there with you right now if I talked about that. And most of all, I just wanted to put something positive out, something that people can look forward to every Friday. Obviously, I had no clue it was going to be this successful. My goal was to get about 50,000 subscribers within a year. So I'm happy to the wrestling community for continuing to give back to me, to the business that I love. And even though my ring days are behind me, I can still have a small interaction with the business these days.
Maven, if somebody is listening right now and has never seen
you, I can't imagine that.
And has never seen your YouTube channel, what is so different about what you do?
And I had to learn. It took us about 2 months when we first started. I mean, you know, if there's one thing the business world has taught me, it's that if you're going to do and take on a venture, learn as much as you can. I had to learn what it would take to be popular. And here's what I found out. If you're going to do something, get to the meat of the sandwich quick. That's what I try to do. I do a quick 2-3 second introduction for anyone who has never seen me. And I have people that aren't even wrestling fans that say, I'm not a wrestling fan, but I love what you do. And then I get right into the meat, you know, of like last week's video was on finishers. I think within the first 10 seconds, I was already talking about finishers that I took. So to anyone that's starting this, they think fluff is a good thing. It's good if you have a show, if you have a platform like this. If you're trying to grab people's attention quickly and hold it, get to the meat of the sandwich immediately. And also what we do, we try to offer something in the beginning, a reason to stick around, and then obviously pay it off. You know, pay that off at some point in the video.
Do you have a specific time frame that you usually like to go?
We go over 8 minutes because you can fit up more ads in over 8 minutes, and so that's just more money. But I've noticed the sweet spot for people's attention is that 12 to 20 minute range. When you're, I mean, that's a 20 minutes in today's society is a lot to ask of someone. And I mean, and there's a lot of competition and you know, there's always something, you know, trying to get our attention. So to keep someone's attention for 20 minutes, I view that as a win. Anything over the 23 minute mark, you know, cause I get the numbers, you know, we notice, you know, people dipping off. And sometimes we notice if a video just is too long, you know, people, you know, just won't watch it, as you know, they won't even click onto it because they know it's something that's a commitment. So I've noticed that like 12 minute mark, that's our sweet spot.
That's so interesting to me. And I guess it's a generational thing. When I'm on YouTube, yeah, I always gravitate to videos that are longer. Like if I see a video that's very short, like 5 or 6 minutes, I don't click on it just because what kind of information am I going to be able to get on this subject in 5 to 6 minutes? I'd rather click on one that's longer than 20 minutes because I know I'm getting a lot of detail. So that's very interesting to me. One thing I love, and I'm a subscriber and I watch your videos. One of the videos I love is when you answer questions from the audience. Yeah. Have you ever gotten any questions that maybe you were a little uncomfortable in answering?
Every time. I mean, absolutely every time. But we, going back to your original question, what makes us different? I think that's one of the things that definitely makes us different. Trust me, talking about my arrest in 2012 was not easy. Talking about my painkiller addiction was not easy. But I also knew if I was going to do this, there was one of two ways to do it. I could either be completely open and honest or hide all that. And, you know, I mean, I deliberated on it, but afterwards I came up with, I gotta be honest. And because I trusted the public to A, forgive me for my mistakes, and B, understand and find common grounds. Cause I guarantee you, to the people watching that video, there's someone out there that's had an addiction. There's someone that's had a demon that, you know, they don't want the rest of the world to know about. Maybe if I can be the one to say, hey, you know, you ain't the only one. I suffered from it too. That honesty might lead them to not only sticking around, but telling their friends about it, man. And I think the funniest one I get is when people want to tell me all the time, they were like, you weren't even a mid-carder. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like I know what I did and did not do in the business. I'm not trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes and make it seem like I was more than I was. I wasn't. So, yeah. But, yes, to answer your question, yes, 100%.
The number one pro wrestling show on the planet, Busted Open, is available 7 days a week by subscribing and downloading the Busted Open podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. Join me alongside two WWE Hall of Famers, Mark Henry and Bully Ray, the hardcore legend Tommy Dreamer, plus Thunder Rosa and Mickie James, all week long as we break down everything going on in and out of the ring. Listen to Busted Open right now on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcasts. As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
So it's always nice to answer the fluff questions, and it's always easy to answer the fluff questions. So you said, you know, sometimes you get some difficult questions. So here's one for you based on your wrestling career. Who have you been in the ring with that you had the least amount of chemistry with?
Oh, my gosh. Least amount?
And why?
Shoot, that's actually a great, great question. Wow. I would say probably I had great chemistry with Orton. I had great chemistry. And I had good chemistry with maybe Test. And it was just, I think it was because they put Test and I together at the very beginning of my run, and I just wasn't up to par. And then when you have a size disparagement like we had, it's just tough. I remember I learned a valuable lesson at a house show one night. We had a spot called, and I missed the spot. So I immediately go back to go to the spot, and it's blatantly obvious I'm going back to that spot, and Test, you know, clotheslines me, cuts me off, and as he's picking me up, he's like, don't go right back to it, bro. But I learned.
Jobber.
You're a jobber. But I felt bad. Test and I became friends really close later on after we were both out of WWE. Took his WrestleMania 18 spot, so I was not his favorite person. And, you know, I know Test probably didn't enjoy working with me. It was probably written all over his face that he didn't enjoy working with me. And when you're working someone that's just that much size difference, it's tough. And, you know, especially because I was so green. So probably Test, you know. And it's funny because he would become one of my best friends, you know, when I moved down to Florida.
I feel where you're coming from, Maven, because one of the guys that I had the least amount of chemistry with, and this was no fault of his, was Kane. I always felt that he was so big and so thick that I had a problem manipulating him or moving him around. Yeah. So I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, but I learned from, you know, working big guys, sometimes when you go to an ass-kicking party, you never know who's going to supply the ass. And sometimes that's you. And that was always my experience working just big guys like that. Guys like Orton, guys that were my – and you know, Billy Gunn was on – he was on the cusp of that too, just because, like, people don't realize when, like, shaking Billy Gunn's hand, that will humble you quickly. And he's one of the most strongest individuals. I tell people all the time, he's real life Yellowstone. Like that, what you see on the show, that's him. So I remember I would grab him and then he would grab me, and it was two totally different. Yeah, we were working two totally different matches.
You know, Maven, you said that doing this YouTube channel, which has obviously been extremely successful, has kept you in the business. Was there a point where it's like, you completely separated yourself from the business and didn't want anything to do with the business? And then what made you want to have a little bit of contact with it again?
Yeah, no, I think with age comes just different perspectives. I was really bitter, because I've always known I have something to offer. I don't know what that something is, but I know I can be somewhat entertaining. And the fact that WWE, you know, just balled me up and tossed me aside and wanted nothing to do with me, it hurt, you know, and I'm not gonna lie. And I got extremely bitter there for several years. And I think with age, I got to the point where I was just like, you know what? Yeah, you didn't accomplish everything you sought out to, but you still did something pretty damn cool. You still did something that a lot of people, you know, work years in the indies that would love to have accomplished. Man, look at it that way. So I'm almost 50 now. My perspective's changed a lot. And, you know, there was about, I'd say, a good 5-6 year period I wanted nothing to do with wrestling, nothing. If people saw me and recognized me, I would, you know, shake their hand. You that guy? I would try to not take pictures with them. I would just, and I would just dismiss them as quick as possible. Age has brought me back around to just being grateful for what I actually did have.
Well, I mean, you also think about, like, your journey, like, how you got into the business for that generation was like, you lucky, self-entitled son of a bitch. How dare you get into this business? I mean, you win a contest, which you think is going to be the greatest thing in your life. And then it's like, oh, guess what? Now you've just been thrown into the Coliseum surrounded by lions.
Lions that fought, lions that lived in the wild. I was zoo raised. And I'm going into, you know, the Coliseum where all these lions that came straight from the jungle. And they, it took, and I did a video exactly on that, how it took a while to get people to warm up to me. And, you know, going into it, it was, man, walking into a wrestling locker room, that's about the most intimidating thing on earth. on earth. So, but I knew if I kept my mouth shut, you know, learned and tried to just get better and tried to make guys I work with look good, then eventually people would come around, and it did. So, no, regardless of what people think of how I came in, I don't think there's many people that wouldn't have taken the opportunity I had. You know?
I always, Maven, tell me if you agree, I always compare it to being...
Yes, Bubba, I agree.
You were raised well. Being thrown into the deep end of the pool, and it's infested with great white sharks, and you're told, not only do you have to swim, but you have to survive.
Survive. And yeah, and not only survive, but thrive, you know, because the wrestling business, along with being, you know, intimidating, it's cutthroat. And, you know, there's always someone there. But one thing I've learned, another thing with age, is I think where a lot of people make mistakes is they don't know how to handle success. That was the biggest mistake I made. It got to a specific point, and I didn't try to make myself better moving forward. When you don't realize, but once you get to that point, there's other people working because they want your spot. They want that time slot. They want that, regardless of where you're wrestling on the card, they want that. And if you don't get better from that point, you're going to find your time, you know, they're short-lived.
Maybe
I know you'll understand the comparison. Maybe the situation talking about the overnight success, kind of like any of the rock and roll bands that we used to listen to back in the day. We're talking about Motley Crue, Skid Row, Guns N' Roses. That first song hits, and basically overnight, bang, and then all of a sudden, you know, the proverbial sex, drugs, and rock and roll comes with it. And then that's where we get all these true Hollywood stories from, you know,
yeah,
with the rise and fall of a band or a performer and even wrestlers.
Now,
absolutely.
We only have about 2 minutes left, Maven, and it's been great. And we're going to have to go longer the next time. But
can I tell a really quick story? Because Bubba, so Tawny Katane, God rest her soul. I know we all probably remember the video where she was on the hood of the car. So when I did the Surreal Life, she was one of the cast members on it, and they were interviewing us, and they were like, you told us going into this that Tawny was one of the girls that you had a crush on when you were a child. I was like, yeah. They were like, well, what do you think of her now? And I said, ah, she looks like 180 pounds of chewed bubble gum. And they showed it to her.
Oh.
So then I had heat with Tawny, and I felt after that.
Jeez. Oh no! Yeah. Dave loves Tawny.
Like you said, God rest. All right, 90 seconds, really quick. We started off with the moment of you eliminating the Undertaker at the Royal Rumble. Just, you know, just a quick, like, what that moment meant in that moment when it actually happened.
Well, I mean, I was happy to give him the rub.
I'm
kidding. It gave that single moment gave me a career. Like, and I think it gave legitimacy to the guys backstage that if Taker's, you're doing that for me, maybe there was something that I had to offer. You know, I don't think I have, you know, near the career I had if Taker doesn't do that. I might have got lost in the shuffle. I might have not even ever, you know, came out. I might have stayed in developmental forever. Who knows? Taker did, you know, Taker in essence gave me a career by that one night, by that one act of kindness. I mean, what we do is a work. And I've said it before. What if I miss the drop kick? What happens then? I'm not starting a wrestling match with Taker. I'm not eliminating Taker from the Rumble. Scotty Too Hotty was the next person coming in. He's not eliminating Taker from the Rumble. What the hell happens if I miss that drop
kick? Wow.
That's crazy.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.